the Super Bowl's dark underbelly. Missionaries in Thailand talk about the power of prayer, and a ministry's talking about what's needed to effectively reach people with special needs. Details next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. This weekend is Super Bowl Sunday in the United States. Well, it's about American football. Key government leaders say it's also the single largest human trafficking incident in the country. Congress just passed 12 bills this week that addresses enforcement, prevention, rescue, education, and more. Will it curb Super Bowl sexual exploitation? Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan says,
"Well, it can't help but help. The idea of being able to train people to profile, I mean, that's what we're actually talking about. Profiling human trafficked victims as well as traffickers is an important component part of this legislation."
Bethany Christian Services' Donna Abbott works with refugee and immigrant victims, sharing the love and compassion of Christ.
"They have been tortured by others, and we hope that the love and compassion that we show as a Christian community will come through to them. With more victims being identified and referred for services, there will be the need for more resources."
The bipartisan legislation moves to the Senate for consideration. Next, two pastors are recovering from an attack near a Bible school in southern Vietnam. They had bricks and rocks thrown at them until they collapsed. Voice of the Martyrs USA reports these pastors have been arrested and attacked by local authorities and hired thugs before. Many others, a part of the church, have suffered the same persecution. VOM Australia is helping to pay for the pastors' medical expenses. No one's been arrested for the attack. Pray for the pastors' quick recovery and safety over their congregations. This is Mission Network News. How powerful is prayer? Well, in Thailand, it's paving the way for Southern Baptist missionaries serving with the International Mission Board. Missionaries say it's easy to know when their supporters are praying. The more people pray, the more migrant workers turn away from Buddhism and open their hearts to Christ. They're sharing firsthand accounts of answered prayers at our website. You can also find a five-finger prayer guide to help you join IMB's prayer team. Meanwhile, the King's Table Ministries knows when you minister to people with special needs, you'll likely impact the larger community too. Sally Gallagher of the King's Table Ministries reminds us,
"Every community has special needs people. It doesn't matter if you're in France, Yugoslavia, or Texas. Every state, every country, it crosses every boundary and every people group."
Does your church want to get involved too? Doesn't take much.
You need just a handful of people with the love for the gospel and seeing people come to Christ and a love for special needs people.
The King's Table Ministries helps with the rest. Get connected on our website. Here's an example of how loving special needs people opens up discussion about God.
"When you approach people in a different culture or country that have a special needs child and you love their child, the first thing they want to know is why."
And finally, what could 3 million pairs of shoes have to do with the gospel? Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls ministry just reached their 3 millionth pair of shoes given to a child in need. Ashley Williamson with Buckner.
"Moms who would alternate which child would go to school each day, they would just have to rotate shoes and go every other day. And that's something that's so mind-boggling to us, but is a reality for kids around the world."
Williamson says there's power in meeting people they serve in person.
"Going on a trip just allows individuals who are collecting the shoes here in the country to actually develop a relationship with some of those children who are receiving the shoes. And it's really an open door to share the love and hope of Jesus Christ with them."
Want to go on a trip? Find a link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story, God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'd be a great devotional tool for you or even your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 while supplies last, or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.